In the absence of clear directives from Union Commander John Pope, federal forces spent much of the morning of the 29th of August coming into line in front of Jackson's corps at Stony Ridge. By noon, Longstreet had taken up position on Jackson's right, where an excellent opportunity offered to strike the Union flank. Despite Lee's urging, however, Longstreet waited while Jackson's men fought off repeated Union attacks, adding new luster to the name Stonewall. On the 30th, apparently unaware of Longstreet's presence, Pope continued his attacks against Jackson on Stony Ridge. Then about 4 in the afternoon, with Union forces fully committed, Lee ordered Longstreet forward. Falling squarely on the Union left, Longstreet's fresh troops drove the Yankees back beyond Bald Hill, forcing Pope to shift troops from his right to shore up his left. With the lessening of Union strength on his front, Jackson promptly went on the offensive, and soon both ends of the Union line were under heavy attack. Falling back to Henry House Hill, the Federals managed to hold on until nightfall, when under cover of darkness Pope retired upon Centerville. 2 days later, following a final action at Chantilly, the Federal Army withdrew within the fortifications of Washington.